Good evening. It is July 27th, 2022. You have the talking show coming to you all the way from the studios in Chinatown of Kaechung Radio. I'm losing all coherence. It's been a long day. For practical reasons, this is the second time we are here in the studio. We entered a time warp earlier. So although we are doing this live on air at midnight, we also did this live on air at midnight, and then the event occurred. So, you know, I already had a full-ass day, and then the event. So it's only another half an hour so far, but, you know, you really feel it at the end of the day. So these are the times we live in. Welcome to the talking show. I'm Steve Cato. I'm here in the studio with none other than Nicholas Miller.
Hey, Steve. I'm feeling it too.
Oh boy. Yeah. So before the time warp happened, we talked about being in New York.
Yeah. Didn't you tell a story about parking? Wow.
I'm allergic to time warp. I thought we talked about parking before we even started recording. I thought we just talked about art.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Yeah, we just talked about like rare Louise Nevelson.
Louise Nevelson.
Yeah. And then we talked about, we don't have to talk about New York anymore. Guys, here's the thing about New York. It's too hot.
Yeah.
It's too hot in New York. It's very humid. And as a result, lately I've been reading Spinoza. And one of the things that's remarkable is his, what is it called? Monism, you know, like where it's it's all one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And from a certain sort of like my very casual understanding of science, that's in a way true. Like there's no, so far as it goes, there's no real dividing line between like your atoms and the atoms of the air around you kind of thing. Like you're not separated by anything from anything else, really. The thing in between you, the thing between me and Nicholas is, for example, air, which is a thing. So insofar as I'm in constant contact with the things around me and Nicholas is in constant contact with the things around him, then we are in constant contact with it as like one sort of giant ensemble kind of thing.
Or just different organizations of it.
Of modes within the larger it kind of thing, which is all an emanation of God in Spinoza's mind, right? But God is just sort of his way of discussing being in general. I have a feel like, you know, the beingness in general.
It sounds like
my understanding of the sort of extension, the characteristics of extension in Spinoza.
Right. When described this way, it sounds like a really lame way to try to get out of a fight with your partner. You're like, but really we're all just the extension of the same kind of modes of stuff.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that the dishes got done.
But in many ways, we are the dishes.
Yeah, exactly. You see, this is how it would play out.
Well, all right. But where I was going with that is that when you're in New York, you really feel it. You know, like the humidity is happening and you're like, oh, I am actually like in full continuity with my surroundings. Like the air is me. I am the air. The air has mass. It feels like another body you're encountering.
So you're saying that humidity is really just the experience of humidity as unpleasant is just the experience of infinite extension, which causes anxiety.
I think it's the overpresence. It's being reminded too strongly of infinite extension.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's still happening here. Yeah. It's just that the air is a peaceable temperature. You know.
It's true, and I feel separate from you. I mean, in our friendship, we are separate.
Right, insofar as you have an idea that I'm not you. Like, you don't view me... insofar as you view us as having a friendship as opposed to just me being part of yourself.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So those boundaries really start breaking down in New York, and it's physically quite unpleasant. And you look like shit. You know, like, I'm amazed that people look as put together as they do. I don't know how they manage it. Cause I looked just like abominable at the end of the day. I just looked like I had just been like, you know, water balloon fight or something like that. Like I would just look insane at the end of the day. But one of the things that it really reminded me of and made me really anxious to discuss when I got back to LA with our guest is that it's really important to stay hydrated. Like when you're giving that much of your own water back to the environment, mm-hmm. as you are in a sort of extremely hot, humid place like New York, you really have to replenish that water somewhere else. And in New York, the temptation is always to just refill that liquid void with cocktails.
Mm. But you have an ethical responsibility to replenish the moisture in the air with good water, with good liquids.
Well, and you know, and insofar as you are separate from others, even if you, that is just
debatable.
Well, you know, I think it's like on some level you are, but you're just an arrangement, you know, a component part of a component part made up of other components kind of thing, within one totality. It's good for you to get the liquid you need and to get the good stuff, you know, especially yeah. if you're, especially, and I think we should underline this, if you're going to pay for it.
Which is one of the most profound experiences of separation.
In fact, I would argue, or to reinforce that point, Nicholas, I would say that our current economic system has done wonders at creating the sensation of separation far above anything previously imagined. Spinoza, writing as he did at the dawn, and really at like one of the birthplaces of modern financialized capital, the Netherlands, during the sort of like republic phase of Dutch lifestyle, could have only imagined how separated you could get, I think, you know. So it's good that he's pointing out that it's illusory, that we're all one substance with infinite extension. But I would say that, in light of that, you got to keep hydrated. You got to keep your part of the monad hydrated.
Yeah.
So we're doing a little something special today. We sent the Kaecheng mobile unit out to a store I'm sure many of you are familiar with.
It's practically our version of the Wall Street Stock Exchange here in Los Angeles.
That's right. We sent our guest out with the Kaecheng mobile unit to Erewhon. And our guest is Martin Riese, who is a famous Los Angeles area water sommelier. And Martin's going to take you through a tour of what must be the largest retail bottled water selection in the county.
Certainly.
So,
at least in variety, it may not be the largest volume. You go to Lots or something.
Or SOS, the survivalist store.
Yeah.
Those guys have big
greater
volumes.
Greater volume, but not this kind of selection. We're talking.
No, not this kind of variety.
Dozens and dozens of types of water.
So much different stuff. So Martin's going to take us through that. And, you know, it's summertime, even in Los Angeles, where it is a little more cool and breezy, it's still very dry. So, you know, it's a desert. So make sure to drink all your water. Here's Martin.
Hello, everybody. Here is Martin, your personal water sommelier. I'm in the, I would say, famous water aisle at Erewhon. Yeah, Erewhon is a huge store here in Los Angeles. Let's say it like this. It's an organic store. It's extremely expensive over here. You see here as well, like, prices. $5.99 for cherry tomatoes. $2.99 for carrots. So that you know, like, in which direction we are going here. But they are famous for their water aisle. So it's on Beverly Boulevard, this store. It's pretty cool. They have some really, really nice waters here. So, there's tons of water. So they're starting. Hello. God. Okay, this guy behind me just bought a bottle for $19.99. That's the reason I had to smile at him, because I just did a video on my feed about this one. So Afora is completely insane, guys. This is like so LA, because water for wellness. What does that even mean? Every water will bring you wellness. Then NanoPure restructured hyper oxygenated. This is hilarious. And then, like, when you see the back label, it is the most ridiculous thing you ever will see. NanoPure medical grade water, stabilized oxygen, alkaline pH balance, what we all know it's completely nonsense, bottled in glass for non-leaching purity. At Afora Water Technologies, we use our patent process to infuse NanoPure water with molecular stabilized oxygen. By the way, when you're putting oxygen in water, it doesn't mean anything, because you're breathing oxygen and you're not drinking oxygen. So we are not a fish. So try to breathe water, you're gonna die. So it's completely nonsense and insane when they're saying oxygenated water. In clinical studies, by the way, the clinical studies are not on the homepage, because I looked it up, they're not there. In clinical studies, molecular oxygen has been shown to have many therapeutic benefits, including increased energy levels, improved hydration, enhanced immune function, better nutrition absorption, blah, 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 blah. For more details, a published research, visit our website. And again, on that website, nothing. Nothing. Crickets about their studies. It's hilarious. But then the note, this is the best here, then they're putting the note, because they don't want to get sued, underneath. Note, statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended for diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. So it's a marketing gimmick. This thing is a marketing gimmick, but it works, guys. So they have this bottle on sale right now for $9.99. Woo! $9.99 for one bottle of water. And this one is for $19.99, what this guy just behind me grabbed. I was this close to asking, like, are you okay? Do we need to make maybe like a wellness check on you? Because this is crazy, in my opinion. Obviously, this is all my personal opinion as your humble water sommelier. But to buy this water is insane. By the way, the company sits in Santa Barbara. It's purified water. That means, because I asked them twice via emails where this water is coming from, they never answered anything. So it looks like that this is Santa Barbara tap water sourced. Municipal sourced Santa Barbara tap. That's what it looks like. Hilarious. For $19.99 per bottle. Whoa. Okay, what else do we have here? Yeah, let's start with some sparkling ones. Perrier Mountain Valley here. Tomorrow, 4th of July. Tomorrow I'm gonna do a video about Mountain Valley Springs, because this is one very cool classic American water. This one, here we go, Mountain Valley Springs. Great, great, great water here from America. So I'm gonna celebrate the 4th of July tomorrow with this water. Vichy Catalan, an amazing, great water. You know this, Gerolsteiner is the number one consumed sparkling water in Germany. In Germany, they have actually three versions. They have the still, the medium sparkling, and the full sparkling. This is here the full sparkling version, what the classic, what they have here in America. I would love to see all three versions. So Gerolsteiner, when you may be watching one day, can you please get like all qualities of Gerolsteiner over here? That would be nice. Sokosani. Okay, I want to talk really about this, because I just discovered this water and I love this water. It comes from Peru. It has a TDS of over 1,390, so it's pretty high in minerals and electrolytes. And they have a sparkling version and they have a still version. This still version is currently in my water boxes, what I'm selling. And in my water box, I have the still water on purpose, because the still water is effervescent. So even it's still, there are some bubbles. It's really, really cool. I really love this. Yeah, Antipodes. Very, very good water from New Zealand. Very nice water. This is a very interesting water, even because I know, like, cold water feels more like refreshing, obviously, than warm water does. I like room temperature water more, because it's easier to swallow, I think, and I can actually taste everything out of the water. When you chill your water completely down, you cannot really taste anything anymore. So by Antipodes, it's very interesting. Somehow, this water, when you're drinking it on room temperature, it feels cold. It's absolutely unique. And I never had another water with the same effect, that it's room temperature, but it feels cold. Unbelievable. Very, very cool water from New Zealand. Voss Classic. This is the glass bottles. I like the glass bottles way more than the plastic bottles. I think it's night and day. The taste even of Voss. Always look for Voss in glass when you want to drink Voss. I would never ever buy the plastic versions. Here's the Sogrosani, the still one. It's really cool. So when you see this in the stores, like get a bottle. It's very interesting. This really like is a unique water when you want to try it out. That this water has carbonation even still. Unbelievable. Icelandic good water. Here the classic Fiji, from the Fiji Islands. A lot of silica content in it. That means it's very, very smooth, almost a little sweet in the aftertaste. Fiji is a great water when it comes to red wines, guys. Because you have a lot of tannins in your red wine, like this bitterness. And when you drink Fiji right next to it, it will balance out this tannins of your red wine. It's really unique. It's very quite unique. So for me, Fiji is actually a very unique water. I know you can find it everywhere in the States, in every gas station, but I think it's a very unique water. The same with Icelandic. I love Icelandic. It's a very, very good water from the famous Alfo spring in Iceland. Very cool spring. Aquapana, people ask, right here. Yeah, great water from Italy, from the Tuscan area. I actually been to the spring source for 11 years ago. I was in Tuscany and I checked it out. Very beautiful water. I think the Titus is around 180. It's very nicely done. It's very smooth on the palate as well. I like that. So this is a good water. And then down there, true Alka water. No. We don't need that. No, true Alka water is a marketing gimmick as well. I don't want to ask you a question. I don't have your own video, but like, why are you drinking Ophora? I don't put you on the video, so I will
put it away.
Oh, because it's
the purest.
It's Santa Barbara tap water. That's for the elite.
Huh?
It's Santa Barbara tap water, overpriced Santa Barbara tap. I'm a water sommelier.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I'm a certified water sommelier. This is the most overpriced water you can buy in the States. Just to give it a heads up. Right. Just Google them. It's a scam. Sorry. This guy came back and bought four more, and it would not be fair to put him on camera. So sorry, guys. I just took it away because I don't wanna, like, I don't wanna badmouth people. I'm not the guy who's like, oh, look at this. This crazy guy now buys this. So it would be not fair to think. But maybe you heard me to talk about it. So I think it's like, I just wanna protect people for getting scammed. $19.99 here. Completely insane. Yeah, a lot of people ask me about Essentia. And again, it's my personal humble opinion. I would never buy this. Sorry, guys. I do not like Essentia. And I can tell you for several reasons why. First of all, they did a little marketing story. I think this or last year, they said like locally sourced in America. Yeah, sure, it's locally sourced because this is tap water. It's municipal sourced water. And then they're adding... It's 9.5 pH or higher. So again, the pH does not matter whatsoever, guys, because everything what you're drinking will go acidic into your stomach. So therefore, it doesn't matter. And then when people are saying, oh my God, but I'm buying Essentia for the electrolytes. Guys, the TDS of this water is 59. So the total soft solid, that means how many minerals and electrolytes are actually combined in a water. 59 versus Fiji, 222. You got the point? Way more electrolytes in there. Then here, just like as a comparison, Vichy Catalan, 3,052 TDS. Whoa, this has almost, or I think even that has more electrolytes than a Gatorade. That's an energy drink, guys, by Mother Nature. So sorry again, and let's face it, why I don't like Essentia as well. It's municipal sourced water. And I don't like the business model that companies selling you municipal sourced processed tap water. It's just not my thing. So it doesn't hurt to drink Essentia, obviously, so don't get me wrong, please. But I don't drink Essentia for the business model. I don't see, that's the reason in general why I don't drink purified waters. I'm not against purified water in general. I think when you buy yourself a home filtration system and drink purified water at home, totally fine with me. I don't have any issues with that, but don't buy it in the store, guys. Save your money. I want to save your money. And then here, Aero One. This is actually a very good water. here from the Shasta Spring Mountains. So this is a very nice water. It's their white label water. And they have these pretty cool boxes as well these days, what I think is pretty awesome. When you don't want to have a filtration system at home or you don't like the tap water, buy yourself these big bags. This is pretty cool and great. So this is a nice water. So let's get a little bit through some comments from you guys. Aqua Carpatica, yeah, very good water over here. Let's see. Where is it? They have it here as well. Let me find it for you guys. Look, there are so many waters. Now I don't find it. Here we go. Aqua Carpatica. Huh? This and this. I've been to Romania. I know the owner actually very well. He had me over in Romania and I had a very nice conversation about Aqua Carpatica with the ownership of them. It's a very cool water from Romania. It's like the Duke Dracula water, huh? Comes from Romania. Pretty cool. So what else do we have? Arrowhead down there here. Mm-hmm. Arrowhead, great water here from California. Icelandic, good water. Do you like Evian? Oh yeah, I love Evian. Where is it? We have Evian here. Here we go. Oops. Look, I'm destroying here the water aisle. Sorry. There we go. Evian from the French Alps. TDS of 345. So again, way more electrolytes dissolved than the purified water. Good water from the French Alps. Spreequell. Yes. Great water from Germany. What about diamond water? What is this? Shaun on Sunset or whatever that series was, or it's still maybe alive. I'm not really into reality shows. I can tell you, I never watch the Kardashians or the Kardashians, whatever you want to pronounce them. I never watch any episodes. I have Kendall Jenner, like I know her. I had her many, many times at the place where I'm working, so she's there quite often, but I never, she's super nice, like super nice person, like the nicest person. She's very, very polite, very nice person, but I never watch the show. It's just not my thing. I'm not so much into reality. I'm doing my reality right here with you guys. I think that's way more entertaining when it comes to hydration. But diamond water, I think it's purified water as well. So therefore, nah, not my thing. Not my thing. Core water, yeah, it's purified as well. So therefore, I'm not a big fan of core water. Liquid Death, great water from Austria. This is actually a real water from Austria.
Thing.
Yes.
I agree with you.
I'm literally obsessed with you. I literally came here and I was like, oh my god.
So I'm live with my TikToks right now. Is it okay to show you or not show you?
Oh yeah,
okay.
Go for it.
Oh
my
here
god.
We go.
I literally came to Erewhon to, like, because I saw your TikToks and I was like, I need bougie water. Okay, wait, which live content, what water should I get right now?
Okay, it depends. It's don't care about the name, so don't care about the brand.
Sure.
It's about the source.
Sure.
You want to buy spring water. Spring water with Mother Nature crafted.
Yeah.
So therefore, Ophora is nothing else than processed tap water.
Sure.
That's all what that is. It's a marketing story. It's insane. So you want to look at spring source. So for example, when you look at here, artesian natural water, that means that's a spring source. So
sure.
That actually means that water comes from nature. There are electrolytes and minerals dissolved by nature. So everything what comes from the spring, this is what you want to buy. It's kind of like organic food.
But aren't you concerned about it being in a plastic bottle?
Absolutely. So I would love to have a glass. So glass is the best container.
We love glass.
Clearly glass. Mountain Valley Springs, for example. Great water.
Yeah.
Ooh, Sokosani. Unbelievable good water. I just discovered this. It's from Peru. Very cool water. So I'm going to actually buy this today for myself.
Okay.
So they have a sparkling version, a still version.
Is this a still version?
This has tiny bubbles still. It's a still water. It's effervescent. It's very interesting.
Effervescent.
But super tiny bubbles. And it has a TDS of 1,390.
Okay.
So it's tons of electrolytes in there.
Okay.
Lake Tahoe water, very good as well. And cheesy water from California. Very nice water.
Dankeschön.
Here we go, huh? You
Thank
see,
you
it's a lot of fun here, huh? We want to hydrate the world. Anyhow, so that was a little fun. Liquid Death. Up there, Liquid Death. Huh? Here, and they have the flavored versions as well, so this is very nice. I love their plain sparkling water as well. I think that's pretty cool. So, here we go. Look, there's so many people, like, it's almost embarrassing. I have to say, guys, huh? Like, I'm getting all the time now recognized in the water aisles. It's like, I was with my wife here last time at Aero One, and I think four people stopped me, and my wife was like, what the hell is going on? But it's great. I want to help people. I want to help you guys. This is the key why I'm doing this, because there's so much craziness out there on the water aisle, and I want to make sure you're buying the right water. So what I just told them as well, it's not about the brand. It's about the source. Huh? Look at the labels, guys. It's so important when you see mineral water, spring water, iceberg water, glacier waters. These are the waters you want to buy, because these waters are actually coming from Mother Nature. And when you see vapor distilled, or purified water brands, this is not what you want to buy. This is, for me, I think, the biggest scam on planet Earth, that companies selling you highly processed, filtered up tap water or boiled up tap water. Come on. You're better, and I'm better than that. Huh? We want real water from nature, and not some fake water from a lab. Here we go. Cheers, my friends. I wish you all the best. Thanks again for tuning in. We have 12,500 likes today on this video. So thank you so much. I appreciate everything. I appreciate all the comments you're getting me all the time. I really love you guys. And see you next time on my live. Thanks again, everybody. Cheers, my friends.
Wow.
Man, I gotta admit, when you told me you'd booked this guest, I was prepared. I'd prepared all of my cynicism.
I saw you practicing your scoffing in the bathroom.
Practically
earlier.
Brought a briefcase full of my cynicism here to just unleash upon our guest and probably spill onto you for inviting him. But that was telling. That was very informative and
super informative.
Inspiring, I'd say.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think it's on the one hand, it is proof that if you look into anything enough, you'll find something interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But then why not? You know, like, the water comes from somewhere.
Yeah.
So, like, you can go to the spring in Romania and meet the guy who's bottling and selling this water.
Yeah.
You know, or that water, or, like, you know, I appreciate also sort of the investigative journalism aspect of it. Like, being like, hey, where's this water come from? You won't tell me. You still won't tell me. You know what? Looks bad on you.
Yeah, exactly.
And what do they say? Like, sourced from the United States on the label? And you're like, what do you think about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, say I am too.
Well, it's a very big place.
Yeah.
And it's providing you with no real information. Like, yeah. You're like, so what are we talking about? Are we talking about Texas? Are we talking about Minnesota? Are we talking about Oregon?
That mucky water under the bird balls in Silver Lake?
Yeah, what are we talking about here? So it's like,
I would love for, like, you know, I was hoping in some level for him to describe that, like, the muckiest, grossest, brownest looking water is actually what's best for the human organism. Like this.
Like that, like, trend in San Francisco of, what was it called? Live water?
Yeah, like, actually this stream is constantly downstream. This source is downstream from a dying carcass, like a rotting carcass submerged in the water. And you get a lot of minerals from that. And that all of the, you know, kind of images of natural spring just came from some, like, misunderstanding of German romanticism or something.
Right, right.
Really, that's not what's good for the human organism at all. It has no nutrients.
I have a feeling, we can talk about this later, Martin, if you want. But, like, I get the impression, actually, that, like, you're kind of all in on the image of landscape from romanticism in general,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, it's like a Caspar David Friedrich water source.
You're not, like, challenging that aesthetic framework at all in your own practice. Not like there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying, you know,
yeah,
like,
no.
I get the impression that you're all in on it.
Yeah.
To that
point, I was particularly compelled by, you know, he made the good point that in hot weather, I prefer cold water.
Yeah.
But it does kind of destroy the flavors in the water. You know,
absolutely.
All water tastes
absolutely
the same. And then the water that at room temperature tastes like cold water, I'm going out right now and getting a bottle of that.
That sounds insane, doesn't it? And also that water, I think when Martin was pointing it out, we were both pretty compelled by it. It had a yellow label. It was like, yeah.
Portuguese maybe?
Yeah. That had more electrolytes than Gatorade.
Sign me up.
I want to try that out too. What else sounded interesting?
Those were the two that really stuck in memory, you know,
yeah,
that made me feel parched because I was excited.
Yeah. I want to try that combination of Fiji water with its high silica content.
Oh, with Merlot and, or something?
Yeah, with a red wine and the tannins. That sounds really compelling too, you know, yeah.
Like ginger and sushi?
You know, some stuff's designed to fit together, you yeah. know, and like what if that's something I've been missing out on? Because Fiji water is not hard to get.
And red wine's plentiful.
Especially in my house.
Yeah.
Olay.
Yeah. Maybe now for the Hillbrand celebrations, you can bring Fiji water.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and we can all slow down getting gout.
or at least, you know, actually it'll probably enhance the experience. So then.
Yeah, we'll drink more.
Yeah.
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 I'm very curious about it, though. I think that, like, I think it does open whole new possibilities.
Gargantua and Pantagruel and Steve. He drank the West Side Dry of Fiji water. I was and Cabernet.
When you said that, I was just thinking about the way you said it. It's like those t-shirts that are like, you know, they're in Helvetica. They were popular in like the mid-aughts. They were like John and Paul and George and Ringo.
Oh.
Like Gargantua and Pantagruel and Steve.
You know, but... You know, beforehand, Steve and I were talking about ways to, you know, make our lives easier.
Yeah.
Make earning money easier. And we're, you know, hats off to Martin for figuring this out, figuring out a place on the dining table that has yet to be analyzed to the level in which it should have been. You know, we have people think a lot about what's on the plate. They think a lot about what's in the wine glass and the cocktail glass, but the water glass, you know, like I as an American, I'm shocked when you go to a restaurant and they say, do you want flat or still? That's like very cultured to me that there's even that you get an option, but that you would have options of the type of water depending on what you're going to eat. That's a great job. It makes me think that at the talking show, we should figure out something like this. And I was thinking off the top of my head, what if we specialized in spoons, Steve?
You mean like the shape of the spoons?
I mean, we could just really look into the history of spoons, try and figure out what exactly about spoons brings out certain flavors. There's probably a lot there. I mean, think about when Martin first told his friends that I'm going to look into water. They probably scoffed.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. It's like, we know that, and I've experienced this, that like different sized glasses for different kinds of drinks, for example, like a brandy snifter, for example, you know, brings
champagne
the
flute.
Drink to, or champagne flute brings the drink to your palate in a certain way that is said to, and I can honestly say that this is like often true, like enhances the flavor of the actual drink.
Mm.
That's why red and white wine glasses are different sizes. That's why, you know, that's why things are the way they are. And have we thought about this with soups? Have we thought about this with soup spoons?
Mm.
You know, like minestrone, what's a good way for the minestrone to hit the palate? How much do you want at a time?
Yeah.
How much cooling do you expect to occur from the soup at that, you know, you, when you experience a soup, you want to be at an optimal temperature, and some soups probably benefit from being felt to be hotter or colder. All of them should be non-injurious to you, but like how much cooling occurs in a soup with a specific open range, you know, like with a wider spoon, for example, obviously it would be more exposed to air. Presumably it would cool off faster. On its
true.
Way between bowl and yeah. mouth. So
I mean, even in terms of talking, you know, when people are making spoons, there's probably a whole anatomy to the spoon because they have to talk about it. You know, like that part
yeah,
has
right.
a name.
It has a name, the shaft,
yeah,
the pendulous.
Exactly. The part that hits the back of the hand has a different, you know, they're like, we want it to flare at the whatever.
The grommel.
The grommel. But I think, you know, perhaps in this project, we could learn something from object-oriented ontology.
That word is illegal on the talking show.
It's true, but humor me, Steve.
No.
You know, because I feel like one of the great moves that Triple O did to gain market presence was just flip the script. Uh-huh. And perhaps we could do the same thing. We could serve a flight of spoons and the soup is totally ancillary. Like, you know, like, no, don't worry about the soup itself. You're trying all these spoons.
Right.
I think that could really, we could gain some presence that way.
What kind of soup do you think would be the ideal testing vehicle? Like, would you think it would be something like a complicated full soup, like a chowder with lots of different chunks and ingredients, seasonings? Or do you think it would be something like a consomme, like a clear broth that would...
Or tomato soup.
Right, so it's relatively plain.
Yeah.
But then, like, what shows it in the finest light?
Well, I guess if we're going to take the triple O approach, we should take the most innocuous soup with the least character so that it's really about accentuating the spoon. Yeah. Because, you know, the entire culture and thinking around soup has been too soup-oriented and should be more oriented towards the spoon.
Spoon-oriented.
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing how all you have to do is come up with one dumb contrarian idea and you can sort of induce multiple biennials. You know, like, all you have to do is be like, but what if?
What if the thoughts originate in the rock and not in the human mind?
That's another nice thing in Spinoza, actually, is that, like, everything has the idea of itself in it, including the rock.
Yeah. Including a spoon?
Including a spoon. Everything is simultaneously thinking and being in parallel. So, like, that's cute. I think it's a...
That is cute.
Pretty counterintuitive, but very cute.
Well, I got to be honest. I'm feeling rather parched.
Yeah, me too. Oh, well, and there's so much... there's so much to think about, and there's so much to enjoy at Erewhon when we go back there.
True. And we should say in closing that this episode is in no way an endorsement of Erewhon Grocer, and it's spreading disease across the entire county.
Well, I think it's not... If it's a disease, if you want to think of it as a disease, it's a disease we richly enjoy. It's a disease that we richly deserve. You know, there are some social diseases out there where you're sort of like, I don't wish ill on anyone, but some people chase danger. And I'd say L.A. County has been chasing the danger of catching a bad case of Erewhon like nobody's business. So, you know... It is what it is, Nicholas.
Yeah. Well, Cookbook, you need to catch up.
You get the Erewhon you deserve. Yeah, there's hardly any water available at Cookbook.
Yeah, just that
Mountain Spring
Valley stuff.
I mean, pretty well reviewed. I mean...
Yeah, it's true.
Martin's a fan.
And I think it's local, right? It's like the mountains,
right? That's from
right.
Vermont.
What?
Yeah.
I thought it was from... Right
Shasta or something?
No, I thought it was just from like San Gabriel Mountains or something.
No, I don't think so. I think it's from Vermont.
God, I wish Martin was still around. Anyhow, we'll check up on
he
this.
He left in his Batmobile a second ago, so yeah. but we'll go consult the...
He drives that car from the X-Files that's powered by water.
We'll rewind the episode and take a listen and just figure out what the deal is.
True.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Good morning, Chinatown.